Welcome to Synergy Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ronnie Belliard. Batting second. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting third. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dave Nilsson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jeff Jenkins. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Brian Banks. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Abbott. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Abbott. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pokey Rice. Batting second. The right fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting third. The first baseman, Sean Casey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Lewis. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jason LaRue. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Brett Tomko. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Brett Tomko. And now, play ball. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Zerillo hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pokey Rice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeffrey Hammonds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hammonds takes first base on ball 4. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Casey hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Casey reaches second base with a double. Hammonds moves to third. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Belliard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burnitz strikes out. 1 out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cameron bunts towards third. Zerillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jason LaRue is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. LaRue strikes out. There goes Cameron. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Brett Tomko is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tomko hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burnett's. Tomko reaches second base with a double. Cameron scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tomko moves to third. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Reese. The throw from Nilsson and he is safe. Reese steals second. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Becker hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abbott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Casey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Casey strikes out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abbott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Belliard is 0-for-1 in the game. Belliard hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Cirillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abbott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Cameron reaches second base with a double. Jason LaRue is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. LaRue is 0-for-1 in the game. LaRue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cameron moves to third. Two outs. Brett Tomko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tomko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tomko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Hammonds. Nilsson reaches second base with a double. Burnett moves to third. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Lewis, and into shallow left field. Jenkins reaches second base with a double. Burnett scores. Nilsson moves to third. It's Brewers, 1, Reds, 1. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks is walked intentionally. Jim Abbott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Abbott is 0-for-1 in the game. Abbott strikes out. 2 outs. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Belliard is 0-for-2 in the game. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin misplays the ball. That's an error on Valentin. Jeffrey Hammonds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Reese. The throw from Nilsson and he is safe. Reese steals second. Jeffrey Hammonds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hammonds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hammonds takes first base on ball 4. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Casey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Casey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reese scores. Hammonds moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Reds. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Casey moves to second. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0-for-2 in the game. Larkin hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Hammonds scores. Casey moves to third. Vaughn moves to second. It's 3-1, Reds. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it and throws to home to get Casey. Vaughn moves to third. Larkin moves to second. 1 out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cameron is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Vaughn scores. Larkin moves to third. Lewis moves to second. It's 4-1, Reds. Jim Pitsley now pitching. Jason LaRue is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. LaRue is 0-for-2 in the game. LaRue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Cirillo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Reds. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Burnett strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nilsson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Nilsson reaches second base with a double. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Brewers 2. The Reds will come to bat. Brett Tomko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tomko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tomko strikes out. 1 out. Pokey Rees is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rees is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rees hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hammonds is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hammonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Casey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Casey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0-for-2 in the game. Becker strikes out. 1 out. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Reds. Alex Ochoa pinch hits for Jim Pitsley. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ochoa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott Sullivan now pitching. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Belliard is 0-for-3 in the game. Belliard hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Brewers 3. The Reds will come to bat. David Weathers now pitching. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. Barry Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cameron hits a line drive into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Cirillo takes first base on ball four. Denys Ray is now pitching. Jeremy Burnetz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnetz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Burnetz hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cirillo moves to second. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Nilsson strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jenkins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Jenkins reaches second base with a double. Cirillo scores. Burnetz goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Brewers. Marky Grissom pinch hits for Rich Becker. Scott Williamson now pitching. Aaron Boone now playing third base. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom strikes out. 2 outs. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Banks is walked intentionally. Mark Loretta pinch hits for David Weathers. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Loretta hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. LaRue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Marky Grissom now playing center field. Eric Plunk now pitching. Ed Taubensee pinch hits for Jason LaRue. Ed Taubensee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Taubensee hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reese is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards second. Belliard scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Reds 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Taubensee now catching. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Belliard is 0 for 4 in the game. Belliard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Belliard reaches second base with a double. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 4 in the game. Valentin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Brewers. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cirillo hits a pop-up towards first. Casey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeremy Burnett's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burnett's is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burnett's takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Nilsson strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Wickman now pitching. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hammonds strikes out. 1 out. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Casey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Casey is hit by the pitch. Chris Stein's pinch runs for Sean Casey. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Steins moves to second. 2 outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Hal Morris pinch hits for Scott Williamson. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Cincinnati Reds, 4. Goodbye from Synergy Field in Cincinnati.